you like the pictures I send you every day? The ones I take just for you, never revealing too much, always leaving just enough to the imagination. A little bit of skin here and there, but always with some clothing. I say it's because I'm shy. Maybe I am, a little. I'll send you the filthiest, dirtiest texts and voice notes. What, my images? They're always a little mysterious. For now. I think you may have noticed me going a little further every day. First just my lips. Then my neck. My collarbones. With the strap of my floral dress on my shoulder. I knew how much you loved that dress. You know, the blue one. Accompanied with a voice note of me whispering to you. I need your hand around my neck. Oh. Did that make you tingle a little? Good. That's what I want. That's exactly what I want. For you to imagine holding me by my neck as you push your cock between my pretty lips. You getting hard? Or maybe you are already hard. I know it's easy with a voice like mine. I know, I sound big-headed. Well, that's why you're here. Because my voice gets you hard. So, how do you like the outline of my hard nipples through the same dress? The same blue floral dress? Why, yes, I am wearing it without a bra. Why are my nipples hard? Well, because the thought of you seeing me this way gets me aroused. I want you to see me this way. I need you to see me this way. Or maybe you're thinking about my hips in my bikini bottoms. You know, the pink ones with the ring on the side. So you can think about those hips moving up and down and in circles in your lap. Oh, I know your cock is twitching. Go on, you can stroke it through your pants. I'll allow it. Not that I have any control over what you do. But I know you'll be a good boy and listen. You remember the picture of my floral dress hiked up a bit? My black lace panties showing. Just a little bit off my ass. Just a little bit. Not too much. Wouldn't it look so much prettier with a red handprint on it? Maybe I'll be extra naughty today. Maybe I'll slap myself hard enough so you can see a handprint and imagine it's yours. Of course, yours would be so much bigger. I take these pictures every day, just for you. Because I know what they do to you. And I love the idea of your cock getting hard. Just by looking at pictures of me and listening to my voice. Keep stroking, baby. Keep stroking. I'm just imagining you sitting, looking at your phone, and teasing that gorgeous cock of yours, thinking about me. Oh, God. I want to see that cock hard. I never ask for pictures, but I always squeal a little when you do send them. Again, I don't need to see you naked. Let my mind work for it. Let me see the outline of that hard cock as you're moving your beautiful hand up and down through your pants. So I can send you a voice note. Squeeze that hard cock for me, darling. I can just close my eyes and see you squeezing it. And I can hear your gasp, enjoying that squeeze. Why don't you pull your underwear down a little bit? Just enough so I can see that trail of hair leading down from your navel to your cock. If I could see that right now, I would probably whimper. Oh, fuck. I want you so fucking bad. Squeeze a little harder for me, baby. Please. Unbutton your shirt a little. And take a picture, just so I can see some of your chest. And your collarbones, oh fuck, your collarbones. I want to lick your collarbones and your neck. Maybe bite your shoulder just a little bit. Dig my nails into your chest. Mark you as mine. It's a good boy. I love that your neck is showing. Just some of your jawline, that wonderful jawline, with a two-day-old stubble that would turn my chin pink after kissing you for long, long, long minutes, that would make my thighs sensitive as I grind my hips against your face. Fuck. That made you moan, didn't it? I want to hear it. I want a voice note of you moaning for me, moaning my name. You know what moaning my name does for me. Please. Please, your voice, your groans and your moans drive me mad. I'm just as obsessed with you as you are with me. I want you to get so fucking hard and touch yourself every time you get a picture from me. Just like I do when I get one from you. Take your cock out, darling. Oh, what? You want me to say please? I knew you want to. Don't pretend that I need to beg for it. You should be the one begging me. What? I'm being a brat. Because I tease you all day with my pictures and my voice note while you're at work or out with friends, but act all cute, even though I'm being a teasing little slut. But that's what you love, isn't it? That it really is me in control. I'm your so-called subby little whore. I can make you go to the bathroom during work hours and touch yourself so I can hear it. I can make you lose all control and release all your aggression as you take me fucking the breath out of me, as you like to say. So who's really in charge? Go on. Take your cock out. Please, please, I want you. and spank my naughty little ass. I knew that would work. Finally. Stroke. Stroke your cock, baby. Run your fingertips along the sensitive tip of that beautiful cock. Slow at first. Nice and slow. And get some lube. I don't want you to get sore. I know I make you do this way too often. And my pussy can't always be there to lube you up. I love the sound of you stroking your lubed cock. Maybe just another little voice note, pretty please. So I can hear how wet it is while you moan for me. Ah, good. Thank you. You treat me so well. You know this is getting me wet. Incredibly wet. Yeah, you guessed it. I'm touching myself. The thought of you stroking that perfect cock while thinking about me is just too much. Maybe I should send another picture. Something more. A picture of the tan line my bikini left on me. You know the one, with the ring. That's right. You can see the outline of the ring. So fucking hot, isn't it? How do you like that? Well, now I'm not wearing any panties. But you still can't see my pussy. And you want to be kissing and licking around that line. I know. I want you to. Maybe you should send one too. I love seeing your hip. There's just something about it. Something about imagining my hands digging into them as I take your cock in my mouth. Fuck, baby. I love holding on to you while you fuck my pretty face. Good fucking grief, you're so sexy. I want to touch you so bad, so bad. But I'm not there, so you'll have to touch yourself for me. Stroke a little faster. Yeah. And give your balls a little squeeze. I know you like that. They must feel so tight. They must feel so tight for me, so desperate to come. I bet you want to imagine me licking them, gently sucking on them, squeezing them while I jerk you off with my hand. Come on, baby. I know you love watching me doing that. I know you love to hold my hair up. So they won't get in my face. So you can see me just right. And keep eye contact while I lick your balls. Come on. Stroke your cock, baby. Faster now. And grip a little bit firmer. I want you to come. I want you to come thinking about me. Looking at my pictures and listening to my voice. I want you to keep imagining my lips around that perfect cock. God, I fucking love your cock. I fucking love the taste of your cock. It's just so good. It drives me mad. I want it. I want you. I want you so fucking bad. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to see you and taste your cock again. Stroke, baby. Please stroke. Imagine me moving my head up and down. And sucking gently and moving faster while you hold my hat. It can be a little forceful to make your cock touch my throat. So you can feel the head hitting my throat and maybe just squeezing through that tight hole and stretching. Oh, come on. Oh, come on, baby. I can feel you twitching. Keep stroking for me. Keep imagining me sucking you. keep imagining me drooling all over that cock and squeezing your balls gently and moving my head faster and faster and fucking my fruit ever so gently, ever so fucking gently. Oh fuck, yes baby, I need you to come in my mouth, need you to come in my mouth. Please, please come for me, please. See you again and do this all in person. I love you.